Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best. Shimano.
And by
Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sander.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. Pete Gray here, Rock God Rick Mexa here in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup, right next to where the Searcher ties up at Fisherman's Landing here in Point Loma. Art Taylor from the Searcher is here having a great show. 1 hour gone, and we have a full hour left for you.
Yeah, man, we're having lots of fun talking fishing, talking fun, long range in the whole nine. If you want to join us, man, be a part of this second hour. You can reach us on the phones at 213-432-1090, or you can send in your text questions, only available through the Let's Talk Hookup app. That's a free download, so easy to find. Just fire off the Let's Talk Hookup app. As soon as you get it up, one of the first options you're going to see is the text the show. And when you do text your questions into Art, again, make sure you include your contact information, because we're giving away a great prize. And how it's going to work today, we're not flipping the coin, because we're giving away a prize to each. One lucky caller at the end of the show today and one lucky texter at the end of the show today are each going to win a $50 gift certificate to Cal's Custom Reels for reel repair or service on your reel. And those guys take care of virtually everything. What a great prize. And so stoked to get to give that away to one lucky caller and one lucky texter today.
Thanks to Eric and Cal for that generous donation.
No doubt, man. Well, with that said, it's time to find out what's going on out there. It is time for the Kitch Report. Today, that's sponsored by something that is so important these days, and that is the low, low, low gas prices for your car, your truck, and most importantly, for your trailer boat. That's all available at Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena. You can purchase your California fishing licenses there 24 hours a day. They have beer, soda, snacks, and 100 pounds of free ice with a minimum of a 35-gallon purchase. Jeez. At Summit Gasoline, you can go by, say hi to the manager, Martha, and their friendly staff. There's so much more than just the lowest prices on fuel and free ice. They're an easy in-and-out pull-through with your boat, trailer, too, at Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena.
And you know, low price is like an understatement, because, I mean, I went by there the other day. It was like 60 cents less than the place right down the street.
It's crazy.
It's a crazy.
Yeah,
they do it right at Summit Gasoline.
You were talking to, you said, because they don't do a single contract with one supplier. They shop around, and if this is the cheapest fuel we can get for our customers, we're buying it this week, and it might be from somebody completely different the next week.
Right.
Like, I just dig it. That's a really, really cool operation.
Guys that run Summit Gasoline, they're great people, and they take care of the customers.
How about 100 pounds of free ice?
How about if you're a private
boat guy, that's huge. Yeah, I dig it. That's a really, really cool spot. Well, hey, with that said, we're going to find out what's biting. Our FishDope.com report is on, and our Captain Mark Wish, our private boater buddy, is standing by. What's up, Mark?
Hey, good morning, Ricky, Pete, Art. Great show here this morning.
Thanks. So, having fun, buddy.
Yeah, you know, you guys are always having fun, as it should be. So we had two notable events this first week of April. One of them, of course, was not wide open bluefin fishing. You know, we kind of got spoiled there, but that ain't happening right at the moment. But what we did get was some really good rockfish fishing for the opener. We're able to fish deeper water now. I mean, one of my customers wanted to catch sable fish. They made some drops 1,200 feet. Don't ask me why. But anyway, we can fish out there in deep water, and a lot of that stuff hasn't been fished for 20 years because of different closures. But trust me, guys, Fish and Wildlife is out in force and checking catches, making sure that you're not keeping cods and warthogs, bronze-spotted rockfish. Those guys are getting whacked if you've got them on the boat. You got to descend them. Make sure you got all your descending gear handy. So the other notable event we had, not quite as happy as the opener, was that world-class windstorm Monday, Tuesday. Man, that was a real deal. It gusted 40 at the Coronados, 59 at Cometti, 67 at Santa Barbara Island, and the record was 69 at Santa Cruz. And the unfortunate part is to put that much wind on top of water that's already distressed from all the other wind we've had. Man, that's been a heavy hit. Coastal water temps everywhere are low 50s. and just that ugly green brown upwelled water, and with that roaring downhill current that's everywhere on the coast now, it sounds like, and full moon condition, man, it makes it tough fishing locally here. So I don't know. It'll straighten out one of these days. Over at Catalina, conditions are a little bit better. It was a whopping 56, 57 yesterday morning. Ooh. Got up to a whole 59 in the afternoon, but a little bit cleaner than it's been. And the cods are biting good. Thank God for cod. They're carrying the load right now, but minimal surface action. It's just really slow getting started because of all this weather we've had. But plenty of bait, backside east, backside west. Both front and back, there's plenty of squid around. Heard absolutely nothing on yellowtail over there. A very minimal sea bass fishing, a little bit here and there and some school-sized fish, but nothing of consequence. And the best news at the island's a little decent pick on the halibut up on the shallow water beaches. They're actually biting pretty good. So that's some good news. And then offshore, man, it's not like seasons past for sure, but good coverage this weekend with a little better weather. And more guys done with the boat work, getting out, looking around. So hopefully somebody scratches up some biting bluefin for us. And one of the best bits of news that came out of this week is for those of us fishing out of Huntington Harbor and Long Beach, Nacho's Bait Barge is back in business. They got torn up in a big southeaster a couple months ago, and they've been out of the water getting it back together. But he's back, and he's got sardines, no squid right now. But anyway, that's good news. So hopefully we got the break in the weather continues. Looks like it's going to be decent, and the guys find some fish and you straighten out conditions, and we'll have a little more coverage next week for you.
Sounds good, Mark. And, of course, fishdope.com. Danny and Jeff and the boys all do such a great job over there. Keep you abreast of what's going on. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW. Lowercase, no space, HOOKUPNOW. Your $20 code. And, Mark, how do we find you?
Well, Peter, we're in Huntington Beach. We're on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger by Chevron Station. And the phone number is area code 714-840-4262. The website's PacificEdgeTackle.com. And you know what's really neat in the store, Pete, is, you know, and Ricky's probably experiencing the same thing, I'm sure. But with the world kind of getting back to normal, it is just so nice to look at, like, the United Composite Rod Rack. It's got more rods. CalStar rack is almost full now.
Whoa.
It's just, the, yeah, I know. That's a wonderful
Real case
surprise.
Is full. Yeah, nice. Full.
But, yeah, it's just nice. The world's getting back to normal, and as soon as our weather straightens out and the fish decide to bite, we're in business, man.
Mark's sure dead right about that, too, because there was a long period of time where CalStar was fighting, you know, shortage of material, like the raw material that they used to build the rods, the guides that they used to build the rods, things like that. And we all experienced it. It was slow. Like, it was really tough to get a CalStar. And, man, it is so nice seeing those guys. I wouldn't call it 100% full capacity, but, boy, it's starting to get pretty close. And, I mean, there's so many rods that, you know, we rely on and all use, and on my favorite rail rod. Favorite this, and it's tough when that becomes hard to get. And I'm with Mark, man. Every store you go into, there's more and more CalStar available. And if you had been waiting because it's been a year since you found the rod you like, man, get back on the list, because CalStar is they're doing a fantastic job coming back.
All right, that's good news. And Mark, we will talk to you next Saturday. Hopefully, much better conditions.
Yeah.
Right?
No wind, biting fish.
Yeah, have a happy Easter, buddy. We'll talk to you next
happy
week.
Happy
Easter.
Thanks,
Mark.
Absolutely. Thanks, Mark.
All right, appreciate that. Well, while we're waiting to hear from our buddy Marcos down at Seaforth, we had a great text come through. It says, good morning, guys. I want to reach out and give a big thank you to Captain Art for all the Tackle Tip Tuesdays that he puts together. I've learned so many great things and tackle recommendations with Captain Art and all the great guests that he works with to help me and so many others better prepared for continuing to be better fishermen. I just wanted to say that and give a huge thank you. That's from Royden in Spanish Fork.
Oh, thank you very much. Appreciate that. All Tackle right. Tip Thursday, though, I think,
yeah.
Right?
Tackle Tip Thursday, yeah. And tell us about
Thursday.
That. So every Thursday on SearchersportFishing.com, right?
Yeah, we have, you know, kind of tutorials, instructions on connections and rods and reels and lures and all kinds of good info. And you can, you know, I think there's 220 of those things now. And
wow.
We have our YouTube channel that you can go back and seek out, you know, the one on an Albright special or the the RP knot or the San Diego Jam knot or whatever. And so search for sport fishing on YouTube, and you can reference that, do a search, and they're all archived there. And yeah, it's been pretty popular.
Really good stuff. Just like, and during the season, you'll put stuff up there that's real current, and
yes,
you get some hot tips on current information.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
It's all
and thanks to Rick and the guys in the tackle shop, man. They've been providing us with Tackle Tip Thursdays now for a long time, and so thank you, Rick, for supporting that program. And it's just, you know, tutorials so that if you need a tip on how to tie a knot or what's the latest and greatest lure, then you have access to that.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, I have another great text here from Daniel in Santa Barbara. Good morning, guys. How is the bunk room set up on the searcher? Do you have staterooms or bunks? I want to know kind of the inside info, which we talked a little bit about, but let's get more deep into that.
That's all stateroom accommodations, and primarily it's two people per room. 14 cabins, and we take, you know, up to 27 people, and so it's two-person rooms. You know, in the stern, the ride's a little bit better, so there's a stern compartment, but you have a little bit of engine noise there. And in the bow, there's...
Not as much as before, though.
Right, it's quieter now. And in the bow, there's a little bit more motion and a little less...
noise. But the
noise,
boat itself, it's so quiet because it's all wood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, double plank mahogany hull wooden construction.
Absorbs all out of the moisture.
Yes. You know, I wouldn't say all.
Not all, but it's a moving platform.
And it's, like I said, two-person cabins.
Super nice.
And now, we have the ultra-limited load trips where you get your own cabin.
Your own cabin.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which you do through the season? Or
yeah, there's 14-passenger trips throughout the season there. They're primarily in the fall, 7- and 8-day trips. But, yeah, there's other ones. And, you know, we found that, you know, people like to pay a little bit more and have less people. So we're doing more of those.
Art always tells the story about, you know, he's told the story a bunch of times, and we always chuckle about it. Well, you know, where is everybody? Oh, they're all here. They're all hooked up. We had the same thing happen in the tackle store this year on one of the 14-passenger trips. Celia was checking everybody in, and, you know, we said the same thing. You know, we were BSing with one of the guys, like, oh, when are you guys going to go? And they said, oh, if everybody gets here early, like, we're going to take off. And every single person was in the store at that time. Yeah. It was the exact same thing. It was just like, well... Start counting
this
them up, like,
well,
this is everyone. Like, yeah. this is all here. Like, there's so...
Ultra limited.
It's
boat.
So cool to see that few people on such a big, comfortable boat.
Yeah.
I love those trips. They're so rad. It's just a crack up when you see them take off. You know, because a couple people are inside, a couple people on the house, like... The rods don't even make it up halfway up the side of the boat. Like, it just, it's really cool.
Yeah.
I love those trips.
Yeah. And most of them are sold out, but you can get on the wait list, right?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. All right. Let's find out what's biting over at Seaforth. Our buddy Marcos is on the line. What's up, Marcos?
Hey, Marcos.
Good morning. How's everyone doing today?
Everything's great, man. The sun is shining and we're ready to go fishing.
We've definitely had some good weather the last few days, but it did kind of, give us a little pause early in the week. We didn't get some trips out Monday, Tuesday because of that wind. But beyond that, the story this week is that New Seaforth, the morning half days, fishing the 9-mile bank or in the general area of the 9-mile bank, an area we haven't been able to fish in quite a while up to this point. So that opened up, and it's been spectacular rockfish and red fishing out there. Very, very good fishing deep there. Still some pretty good fishing in the afternoon. They fish a little shallower there. Nice mix of rockfish, reds, whitefish, sheephead, sculpin. So pretty good April fishing. And if you do want to do that deep water trip, they're fishing 400 feet plus. So they're talking 10 to 16 ounces of sinker. So just be prepared for that. But if you want to get out there, get some fish, do some fish tacos, or, you know, have some food with your family there, that's a great option there. San Diego Fishing Islands, a little tougher there. They're getting a little slower start than last year, but to be fair, we've had some absolutely spectacular years the last few years. So I think this is kind of, you know, what we saw for a long time. But there's still very good fishing on that San Diego, very good bottom fishing. They're seeing some yellowtail. The yellowtail are just not cooperating. So definitely keep an eye on those counts there. Check the website for all our trips, those half days, the full days. We got some day and a half trips scheduled there. Tim Voyage is actually out on day and a half right now. The Pacific is out on a trip. Hopefully we get some nice words from them on what's going on there. But check the website. You can make your reservations online there. We got some trips scheduled out into August, possibly September. I think we might have some September trips up there. There's a lot of options for you there. Seaforthlanding.com. Give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. More than happy to help you guys out, get you out there fishing. Like I said, we've got some really nice weather right now, and this is what we're used to in San Diego, not this constant rain shutting fishing down every week. So
yeah,
take advantage of it.
Yeah, sure, Marco. So sure, appreciate that very much. Great report, and we will talk to you next Sunday. Or Saturday.
We'll talk to you then, guys.
Excuse me.
Saturday.
Saturday.
Speaking of Sunday, have a happy Easter, everyone. And we will be closing a little early tomorrow. We're going to be closing at 2 o'clock, so if you want to give us a call, do it early. And let everyone go home and spend some time with their families tomorrow.
There you go.
Good job, Marcos.
I might add, too, tomorrow, speaking of Seaforth, Captain Andrew Viola from the Pacifica will be here.
Cool.
So
perfect.
One of your guys will be here on Let's Talk Hookup tomorrow, 7 to 9 a.m.
Perfect. So definitely ask him some questions. And I do want to give you one little tidbit of information here because I think he kind of deserves it. Johnny Amati's on an 18-day trip on the Royal Polaris right now. And yesterday, he had a 170-pound yellowfin. So he was top of the class there. And, you know, if anyone ever wonders if that guy can fish, he certainly can fish.
Oh, yeah.
Amongst the best. Yeah, I mean, that's the thing, too. Like, John does a couple of long-range trips a year and is always a highliner on that rig, man. That, yeah, there's no doubt about it. That guy can pick some baits and catch some big ones.
They're catching some fish.
Absolutely.
Boy.
Great job, Mark.
So have you ever
appreciate it.
We'll talk to you next week, guys.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate that. That's going to wrap up our catch sport today. Hey, sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. The best processing for your fish when your trip returns. Plus, with Fish Pros, the market, you can purchase fresh fish. You can also purchase their famous spices, rubs, their pokey kit, all the great stuff. Stop by their location in Old Town on Taylor Street or order online at fishermansprocessing.com. Be sure you make those reservations by texting them at 619-255-3128. We say it every time. The first phone call you should make when you're done with Celia booking your spot on the searcher is to text over to Fisherman's Processing. Make sure to get your reservation for fish processing secured.
Right, Art?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, for
fish
sure.
Processing, trip insurance.
Yeah, get it all covered.
Get it all covered, yep.
Yeah, for sure. All right, well, phones are packing up. You want to get through 213-432-1090. You have a chance to win a $50 gift certificate to Cal's Custom Reel and Repair Service. So let's jump into those phones.
You got it. This time we're going to talk to Mike. He's calling us from Torrance this morning. Good morning, Mike. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Morning, guys. How you doing? Art, how's everything?
Everything's great. Thanks for calling.
Good, good. I know you guys talk about it's the wood boat. I think one of the things I love about the searcher is it kind of reminds me of an old wood lodge. You know what I mean? It's just classic old wood, dark wood. It's awesome. But two questions for you. One is with this whole night fishing thing, and the thing I always wonder about, you know, how's it changed the way you manage crew, manage their sleep? You know, we now fish on a 3-day as much as we used to fish really on 5 days, if you think about it, just numbers of hours fished. And the other thing is, how does it change the way you light the boat, which obviously has become more important in the last few years?
Those are great questions.
Well, you know, we make sure that everybody gets enough rest. It's one of those things where, you know, you have three guys up at night and three guys sleeping, and you rotate, and you know, you kind of get a feel for when they're biting and when they're not, and so you can put an extra guy down, and, you know, everybody kind of sleeps with their boots on. You know, it's one of those things where, you know, if they're biting and you need somebody, you can get somebody out of the rack really soon. So you get a kind of a feel for, you know, bite time and when it's slow. And when it's slow, then you have, you know, a chance for guys to get rest. So we do a really good job at managing that. It's a challenge. And, you know, there's some long hours. But like I said, we get a feel for it. And so we get to get people sleep when we can. So that's something that happens throughout the course of the season. We kind of get a tendency of when things are happening and when they're not. So that's when we get people some rest. And as far as lighting is concerned, you know, we have bunch of LEDs and over the side lights so that we can see at night. You know, everybody is ramping up and putting extra lights on, and we're going to do the same here this next month. We've realized that we need a couple more lights in different spots so that we can, you know, help with the tangle or gaff the fish. And so we figured out where the dark spots are, and so we'll make that adjustment and add some lighting here so that this up-and-coming season will be prepared for that.
Okay, good stuff. All right, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Appreciate that very much.
We had a great text come through this one. Good morning, guys. This is Kenny from El Cajon. My question is for Art. I'm going to be going on a three-day over Memorial Day weekend with the searcher. We went last year, and it was absolutely fantastic, and the food was over the top, night everything. My question is, my doctor now has me off of salt, and yes, I am that old. Is it possible to have meals made with any type of specialty dietary restrictions like mine? By the way, I caught my first bluefin on the searcher last year, and it was 160 pounds, and the crew was extra helpful. I wouldn't have been able to do it without them. I was a newbie, and I want to give a big thank you to Art.
Wow, thank you for the kind words. Absolutely, you can. There's a spot on the website that you can put down, you know, diet restrictions, and you can call Celia, and she makes a list of, you know, the passengers' requests as far as dietary restrictions are concerned, and gives it to the chef. And then I would encourage you, when you get on the boat, you know, you see Josh or Dan or John O, and go up to them and introduce yourself and, hi, my name's Art, and I sent Celia a request for, you know, low sodium, and I'd appreciate it if you'd help me out. My doctor has, you know, prescribed this for me, and so they'll make a separate meal for you that's not seasoned, and so, yes, absolutely, you can do that. At least a couple ways you can talk to Celia and make sure you introduce yourself to the cook.
One of the things you guys have going for you, and you've rightfully so bragged about the searcher in for so long, is that everything virtually is scratch made. You know, you guys pride yourselves on not opening boxes a lot of times to cook a lot of the meals. So it's a little easier for guys to be able to make those accommodations, because they're when they're building it from scratch, they can add things or not.
Yeah, absolutely. And we get those types of requests all the time, vegetarians and gluten-free and lactose intolerant and all that sort of stuff.
Chefs are used to that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I don't know what we did 50 years ago. Yeah, I guess we just ate everything.
Ate potatoes.
And then died young. Yeah. Good morning. I got a great text here from Jim in Morro Bay. Good morning, gentlemen. The searcher operation is first class all the way. I have my Talica 20. Is that big enough for nighttime bluefin fishing? So if so, what line setup would you recommend? And are there other fishing options with that reel?
Yeah, so you're probably putting 135-pound braid on there and 100-pound test for nighttime fishing. And
Are you using fluorocarbon mono?
I'm probably putting, you know, a top shot of mono on there, you know, like 50 feet or something like that.
All right.
You know, it's one of those things where there's a little bit of stretch, so it helps you out physically. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if you need to, if there's, you know, a little bite on sinker rigs and 60 pound or something like that, if that's the only outfit that you have, then, you know, you can have the crew splice on some 60 pound and you could use that same reel for, you know, a daytime bite with a sinker rig and a live bait. So yeah, a Talica 20 is a great reel to have. Lots of torque.
Yeah. Lots of torque. And are they available now?
Yeah, I mean, there's good, you know.
They've been hard to get.
Carl didn't gobble up all of them.
He didn't get them all.
Don't get me wrong, he gobbled up a bunch of them, but no, we're in really good shape. As I'm sure in a lot of the tackle stores up and down the coast, I mean, it's great to see so much inventory back on the shelves. But yeah, that's a reel you could walk in today and grab one.
The other option you can do, too, is a Speedmaster 20, right?
Sure.
And, you know, it's not a Talica, but it's half the price and pretty darn close as far as power and torque and everything else.
Well, we say a Trinidad is twice the, or a Talica is twice the price, but it's not necessarily twice the reel.
Right.
You know, the gap is much smaller than that. There is no doubt. There has never been a better two-speed reel, in my opinion, than a Talica. Yes, this is a Shimano-sponsored radio show, but I take that hat off as soon as I walk into the tackle store, and I think that that's the nicest two-speed that's ever been made. And a Speedmaster is not, it's, you're right, it's not far behind it. It's not a Talica, you said it best. It's not a Talica, but it's a great option, great power, great torque, and at a price that a lot of us can afford a whole lot easier.
Yeah, for sure. So that would be another option if you don't have a Talica 20 and you don't want to spend the money on a Talica 20. Get
that's
the Speedmaster
yeah,
20.
Totally.
Yeah, or the Speedmaster 25.
Yeah.
And now they have smaller units, too, right?
Yeah, those are brand new. The 8s and 10s came out this year,
yeah.
Which are really nice. So, you know, going forward, especially with this big bluefin we've been having, you know, there's been so much of that these last couple of years when it's when you're fly lining and fishing fish that are averaging 40 to 60 pounds and, you know, bluefin are tough and finicky, and everybody's trying to fish a little smaller bait and a little smaller hook and a little smaller piece of gear. But then you hook one that was an 80-pounder instead of a 40-pounder. But to on your smaller fly-lining bait outfits to still have high torque and two-speed and, you know, still have a fair chance when you're fishing a 40-pound rig sure is nice to have.
Yeah, for sure.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming right, including more of your phone calls and questions and answers with Captain Art. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. The sport shows are coming, and it's the best time to buy that new boat you've always wanted. Rock Cod Rick here to remind you that West Coast Marine and Parker Boats will be at the PCS show, as well as the Bart Hall Long Beach show, this year showing off some of their most popular models of Parker Boats and Yamaha outboards. Kevin Kelly is certainly responsible for putting hundreds of anglers and their Parkers at the shows and at their Costa Mesa location of West Coast Marine. Carrying on the tradition that our friend Kevin Kelly did so well is his nephew Nick Kelly at their shop on Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa. Kevin was a fixture at the shows for many years and he'll be missed by all, but you can be assured that Nick will do everything possible to carry out Kevin's tradition of taking care of his customers and getting them in the right boat outfitted the way you want. Nick will have several Yamaha-powered Parker boats at the show available for you to check out. Be sure to go by the West Coast Marine booth at the PCS show and the Bart Hall Long Beach show, or stop by their Costa Mesa location and share your memories of Kevin with Nick. Check westcoastmarine.com.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable, from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
On your next fishing trip, you want to maximize your catching power by using the best jigs available. That's why you need Sea Falcon. These handmade Japan brand certified lures will take your fishing and catching to the next level. All Sea Falcon jigs and plugs are hand-painted in Japan, utilizing the highest level of quality and attention to detail. Gamakatsu's premium assist hooks are ideal to pair with Sea Falcon lures. For knife jigs, short jigs, poppers, and plugs, Sea Falcon lures get it done. Check SeaFalconUSA.com.
Hey, this is Rosie with Cedros Sport Fishing. We have always been the leader in fishing trips to Cedros Island. We have set the bar even higher with our second lodge opening for the 2022 season. Side-by-side lodges sitting on the cliff's edge with relaxing ocean views. With direct flights departing through the CBX in San Diego, we are committed to providing first-class service to our guests and an unforgettable fishing experience. Come check out the yellowtail and calico bass capital in the world. Nobody does it better than Cedros Sport Fishing. Call me at 619-772-7570 or check us out at CedrosSportFishing.com.
It's time for the PowerPro 30-second seminar. I like catching big fish, and I like smaller reels, too. How do I make sure that I have the capacity to land the big one? I fill my reels with PowerPro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard PowerPro, so you get more line on that small reel. PowerPro has a complete series of highly effective lines, including the brand new PowerPro Depth Hunter Offshore, with different colors every 100 feet. Perfect for flatfall fishing. Want to learn more? Check PowerPro.com. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. Been a very busy morning on the phones. We do have an open phone line. First opening that we've had in quite some time. So if you want to slide in, 213-432-1090. It's not only your opportunity to talk to Captain Art, but also your shot at winning one of those great prizes today, giving away a $50 gift certificate to Cal's Custom Reels, both for a caller and for a texter today.
Yeah, for sure. Let's jump into the phones.
You got it. Phones, we're going to talk to Hills. Hills is calling us from Ventura this morning. Good morning, Hills. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys. Great show. A question for Captain Art. On the nature tours, do you, in Sea of Cortez, do you see the manta rays? I remember my dad took me down there in the 70s, and I thought they were sharks. The fin, you know, the wingtips sticking up out of the water. I was like, oh, my God, we're surrounded by sharks. But I realized later that it was manta rays. Are those still around down there?
Yeah, in full force. You know, they're a type of mobula ray. They're not a manta ray. It's a mobula, M-O-B-U-L-A. And, yeah, they're everywhere. They're jumping all over the place. And on, you know, the right conditions when it's calm and glassy like that, you know, that's exactly what you see. You see the wingtips, yep.
What about whale sharks? You seeing whale sharks, too?
You know, that was something that we added to the itinerary in La Paz Bay. We, you know, get the local guys to come out to the boat and take our customers to go snorkel with the whale sharks. And this year, it was an option, but they've had their weather issues there as well. And a lack of whale sharks.
Hmm.
And in fact, it, you know, they just opened the reserve to snorkeling and observing just a couple weeks ago, and so it's really late. And
water temperature?
Nah, you know, it's in the high 60s, low 70s there in La Paz Bay, so that's
pretty normal.
Typical. Yep.
Yeah.
But it's available in La Paz Bay.
Yeah. They're around.
They're around.
Is this the time of year, the spring?
Yeah.
That's, yeah.
Fall, winter, spring, yeah.
Fall, winter, spring.
Yeah.
So those smaller ones that are in the Sea Cortez that have that look, you said it was a mobula?
Mobula, yeah.
Now, is that the ones that you see out at the Revillagigedos, is that a true manta ray?
That
or
is.
Just a larger version of, okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
So they're just different. Similar shape, but different animals.
Exactly, yeah.
Those are the giant mantas.
Right.
Yeah. More warm. They like the warmer water.
Yeah, more tropical, yeah.
More tropical.
That's cool. All right. Well, hey, I had a great text come through. This one's, good morning, guys. A quick comment and a couple of questions. I don't think we all appreciate how lucky we are to have Art share his lifetime of knowledge with us, and a big thank you for being on the show and help us to get better as anglers. Art, what is the one piece of advice you could give an angler coming out with you on the searcher? And then also, what are the chances we can get you to write a book and share your wisdom from all your years on the from all the wisdom gained from years on the water? It's from Corey in Escondido.
Wow, thank you, Corey. That's some kind words there. I'm grateful for that. The one thing that I can tell you when you're going out on the searcher or any one of the boats here in San Diego is the crew is the source of information. They have real-time information. They know what worked on the last trip and the trip before that. They're out there. They're doing it for a living. You know, you want your house painted, you call a painter, right? So if you're going on a fishing boat, you should talk to the crew, and they have this wealth of knowledge. They can make sure that you're rigged up so that you have the greatest chance of success on the trip. And so that would be my absolute number one thing is get on the boat, whether it's your first time on the boat or you've been going with us for 25 years, twice a year. You still got to go on there and say, hey, my name's Art, and I come twice a year, and it's great to be back, and it's good to see you again. What worked yesterday?
That's the key, right?
That's it. What worked yesterday?
What worked last year? What worked 2 weeks ago, a month ago, doesn't apply anymore.
What worked yesterday? What worked on the last trip?
Yeah.
And they're going to say, okay, well, sinker rigs work the best. Make sure you got a 12-ounce sinker and 80-pound and this size hook, and no fluorocarbon was needed. You know?
Okay.
And so you're getting real-time info.
Yeah.
And they're going to set you up. We want you to catch something. We want to help you to catch something. So that is the absolute key to success is talk
what
to the crew.
Worked yesterday.
Yeah.
I like that word.
Yeah,
that's good. So first thing you should say.
Yeah.
On any boat you're going on.
Absolutely, because we fished yesterday.
Yeah. Right.
Or we fished the night before last. What worked?
Yeah.
And then when's the book coming?
You know, I get asked that all the time. I've got a title picked out, and I've spoken to Bob Fletcher about writing a foreword for me.
That's cool.
It's percolating there. Yeah.
All right.
Art, you should really pursue. You just that's a perfect representation of our fleet, and you've seen so much cool stuff, and you have a passion that not everybody gets to share, and I really hope you do. That'd be awesome.
Thank you. That's encouraging.
It's the truth.
And it's motivating. Better get on it.
Get on it. Yeah, for sure. Hey, another great text here from Joe in Orange County. Here you guys refer to wind-on leaders frequently. What's the difference between wind-on leaders and just mono top shot? Is it just the connection or is it the main line?
Well, wind-on leader has already got your connection, you know, in it. So
like a loop-de-loop connection.
Loop-de-loop, yeah. Yeah, so that's, you know, wind-on leaders, they're pre-made. And, you know, it's a convenience thing. And so, you know, it's kind of it's a personal preference thing, you know. You know, you like to tie a certain knot. Rick likes to tie a certain knot. I like to tie a certain knot. Pete, you like wind-ons, and I'd just as soon tie an RP knot or a John Collins knot or an Albright special. And you know, there's reasons for that. You know, I like to be able to change my fluorocarbon a little bit more frequently or whatever the case may be. So
how much of a top shot are you putting on?
I'm putting, you know, 50 feet, maybe 100 feet, you know, a boat length.
Monofilament.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Because of the stretch.
Because of the stretch, yeah.
Yeah.
And the fluorocarbon, you want to make sure it's not too long because you don't want the connection from your mono to your fluorocarbon to affect your casting. You want it to be shorter than the length of the rod so that it doesn't go through your guides. Yeah.
Yeah. And what connection are you using when you put your Power Pro to your mono?
I'm using an RP.
An RP nut.
Yep.
John Collins.
Yep.
So much of it just comes down to terminology, and a lot of it came from that, like, billfish trolling world, and the leader was often 25 or 30 feet, and it attached to a swivel, so when your swivel got to the rod tip, that was it. And then, you know, a wire man would then, you know, hand over hand wire the fish closer to the boat. And a wind on leader was exactly that. It eliminated the use of a swivel where you no longer stopped at 30 feet. You still maintained that 25 or 30 feet of leader, but you just removed the swivel and connection and you wound the leader onto the reel. So, you know, hence the wind on. Like you can, you know, now you wind that fish right to the side of the boat and eliminate the need for, you know, walking a fish 30 feet closer to you before you can tag it.
Or the wire man.
Out of it. Yeah, 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 totally.
And what about your connection with your mono to your fluorocarbon?
I'm using a, you know, a three-turn surgeon's loop, you know.
Okay.
Some guys use four.
Okay.
But
simple
three,
knot.
It's simple. It's
yeah,
clean.
Yeah, or the cigar knot is
strong.
An easy one.
Yeah,
similar.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, cigar knot is basically like a four-turn surgeon knot. Is that kind of similar to that?
Yeah, pretty similar is
similar.
The perfect way to put
yeah.
it. Yeah. Like a lot of things, there are so many good knots that work fine as long as they're tied appropriately. You know,
yeah.
you can have a number of knots tied correctly, they hold fine, and just about all of them, if you tie them wrong, they're going to fail.
Yeah.
You know? And Art likes a surgeon because he can tie that with his eyes closed, and Pete, you like a cigar because you can tie that one with your eyes closed. But done right, those things are both going to hold awesome.
Yeah. I like a back-to-back uni myself on that connection.
Great knot.
Yeah. But but it's hard to tie. You know, it takes more time.
Yeah.
I'm a cigar knot guy. My problem with the cigar knot is it doesn't look nice. Like,
yeah.
So I struggle with that in the tackle store. If a guy's in there and he's going to pay one of our guys to tie them something, I don't like to send them back out with something that frankly doesn't look very nice. And a cigar knot does not lay down a bunch of beautiful wraps all barreled up and killer looking. It's kind of ugly. It holds like a son of a gun, but you know, like I don't want a guy to be in there and, you know, and hand somebody money like, what the hell did you tie on my line? This thing looks like garbage.
It's a granny knot.
Yeah, it's what it looks like, but it holds great.
How many turns do you do?
I just do three turns on my cigar knot. Like for myself, that's what I tie. But I'm not. I'd be lying if I said sometimes with a customer, I'll usually tie like a lot of times I'll tie a 7-turn Albright because it's beautiful. And like the guy looks at that, he's like, that's why I'm paying to come to the professionals over here. I don't think one holds better than another at all. I mean, again, tied right. I have full confidence in both. My personal rig, I tie a cigar knot, man. It's down and dirty and super fast, but I don't care what it looks like.
Yeah, for sure.
Hey, I had a great text come through. This one's, good morning to the captain. Hey, I've noticed some of the boats are carrying AEDs, the electronic external defibrillator, and I was wondering if the searcher has one. My grandfather died of a heart attack doing what he loved best, and it was yellowtail fishing at the Coronado Islands. That was from Kevin in Orange County, and he says, P.S., I think that all boats should carry one.
We have one. We've had one for 10 or 12 years now, and, you know, the crew's certified on how to use them, and, yeah, it's something that, you know.
Most boats have,
yeah. You got to have one. It's.
Is it required by the Coast Guard?
No.
It's not?
It's not.
Huh. Interesting. Yeah. But it's something that you opt to have on.
Right. I mean, we're required to be certified in CPR.
Mm-hmm.
And we're required to have just general first aid.
Yeah.
But no, we have an AED. And most boats that are doing, you know, multi-day trips, long range trips, have an AED. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm?
All right. Another good text here from Eric from San Diego. Here he says, "What is the best setup for school size tuna when they get line shy? Also, what's the best star drag single speed?" And instead of a lever drag two speed.
Well, what size fish is a school size fish,
yeah,
Rick?
Right. That number has changed so much over the years, but I would always call that like a 25 pounder.
Yeah.
But boy, you're right. Like these last few years, a school size, you know, 450.
Full 150s,
We had a bunch of rat 50 pounders on the last
year. Yeah.
So if we're, you know, catching 20 to 25 pounders, you know, I don't necessarily need a two-speed lever drag reel. So Rick can address the star drag. You know, Shimano has a great star drag reel. Penn has a great star drag reel. Accurate has their turns. Yeah. You know, those are good. But I'm probably fishing 25-pound test with 25-pound fluorocarbon, and depending upon the bait size, you know, I'm probably fishing a, you know, with that size fish, you don't need a circle hook. So I'm using a 2-0 Mustad, you know, standard J-hook, and I'm fly-lining a bait. That's what I'm doing. And if they're finicky like you're talking about, maybe I'm using a 1-0. You know, I'm not changing...
J-hook rather than
J-hook,
a J-hook,
yeah. I'm not changing my line class. I'm going down one size in my hooks.
And your connection to your hook is...
Oh, well, I'm tying an improved flinch knot or a San Diego jam knot. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Simple.
You
simple.
Art hit the nail on the head, too. That's the beauty of it these days. There's so many good reels. You know what I mean? Like, trying to decide what car you drive is the same thing as reels. Like, every manufacturer makes some fantastic ones. The text had mentioned what's the single greatest. For me, it's a, for that size fish, a Trinidad 14A. That's it. I mean, I don't think there's a reel nicer than that. But like you said, you could buy a Torium and have a fantastic reel at half the money. You could do a Fathom. You could do all kinds of great things. But if you're talking the best star drag casting reel ever, no competition. Trinidad 14A.
Oh yeah,
so nice.
Such an easy.
Yeah.
It's and bulletproof too.
Sure.
That's the nice thing.
And
about
again,
it.
Like when you hook a fish you probably shouldn't have, and you were fishing for 25 pounders, and you did hook a 50 pounder, it sure is nice to have a reel that still has torque and still has power and still has more drag pressure than you're going to need, so you're still in the driver's seat.
Yeah, for sure. Here's a good text from Luke, our good buddy Luke Burson, who does so much for CCA, and I want to throw out a big thank you to Luke and his whole team.
Yeah, Luke's
from the
awesome.
Orange County chapter of CCA did such a great job at all the shows, the PCS, the Bart Hall shows, and everything, raising a lot of money for CCA and for our fight for to continue to be able to fish. He says, your searcher is legendary. When it was the Cape Polaris, it caught the first 300-pound yellowfin tuna by Gene Tolson. If I remember correctly, you were there. Is that true?
No.
No?
Not.
Okay. What do you remember about that amazing event done with a 9-0 and cut down Fenwick rod before internationals ending? Do you remember those days?
It probably took a long time with no two-speeds.
Oh, could you imagine?
You know, a shoulder harness and painstakingly long time to catch that thing, I would imagine.
Yeah.
You know, I was there for the 388 Kurt Weisenhutter fish.
On the
kamikaze fish. No,
that
it was on the RP.
Okay.
Yeah.
You were a deckhand on the RP?
Well, yeah, and I was asleep, and Loomis came in and said, get up, you got to see this fish. And it was laying on the deck, and it was, you know, thing came up to the lights, and they gaffed it, and no, it, whose fish is this?
Is the story true of the guy didn't even know that he was attached to it?
Yeah, he just wound in, you know, the line was underneath the boat and in the fish's mouth, and he wound it in and went, what? You know,
And they gapped it and said, whose is this?
Yeah.
it popped up.
388.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
You set the record.
It popped up in the lights on the opposite side of the boat. So he's fishing on the port side and his line slack, not knowing where it is. And the thing popped up in the lights and, you know, two, three guys put a gaff into it and threw it on the boat.
Yeah.
And some guy literally winds in his slack line and eventually he comes tight and his hook winds up in the corner of that thing's mouth. And he's got the biggest yellowfin tuna that stood for how long is there?
I don't know.
Years?
30 years.
40 years.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. How long were you on the RP?
A couple years. Fall of 1975 when it was launched in May. So the fall in 1976 and then spring of 1977. Yeah.
Yeah. And to have the first 300-pound tuna aboard the Searcher, now the Searcher, back then the Cape Polaris, is that like, huh? That's pretty amazing.
That is pretty amazing, yeah. Gene Tolson, I remember that man. Great guy. Great guy. Great fisherman.
Luke fired off a follow-up text that I thought was great. He said, Gene's fish was 4.5 hours long,
mm-hmm.
and it came up dead eventually after 4.5 hours, and that Gene was also on the boat with the 388, and he said he was sleeping, and the sound of that fish on the deck woke him up, and he walked out on deck to see a 388 salmon egg.
See that.
How cool is that?
That was pretty cool. Speaking of old videos, I saw an amazing old video from the Qualifier 105 and Don Sansom running the boat. And he was up in the wheelhouse, and the only way I recognized that it was Don Sansom was how? His voice.
Mm-hmm.
His voice. He was
or his hands.
Yeah. He had a big old beard, and he was young, of course, back then, mm-hmm. and as soon as he talked, it was like, that's Don right there.
What a great man. Don Sansom, I love you.
Such an amazing guy.
Yeah,
you can see him over at Pearson Fuel Dock. I just saw him this week. And Don turns 80 next month, and he's still going strong.
Legendary. What a good guy.
Great guy.
Get him to talk about Padres baseball, and he'll be there a while.
Or bass fishing.
Yeah, he's
not as much
still
anymore.
Pretty close to the vest on what works and that sort of thing. He's not very forthcoming, when it comes to giving out info.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. He'll give you a smile when you ask.
Yeah.
Yeah,
exactly.
Love that man.
No, he is. Me too. He is just an amazing guy. But yeah, if you want to look up that video, it was an old vintage Qualifier 105 stuff.
That's awesome.
We were fishing yellows.
Where'd you find it?
That. It was sent to me by one of our listeners. Yeah, by Roger.
Okay.
Roger Taylor. Yeah. So I'll forward it to you.
Yeah, it's awesome. Cool. I love stuff like that. That's cool.
It's pretty cool.
Well, hey, let's jump back into the phones. Let's talk to Doug. Doug's calling from Montebello this morning. Hi, Doug. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hi, I was wondering, when did you guys decide to set out an exploratory albacore trip?
Oh, wow.
So remember those days when they used to do that kind of stuff?
Yeah, been on a few of those and not very productive.
Exploring.
Yeah, a lot of riding. You know, gosh, I don't know, but there's going to be somebody that's going to do that. I think that it would be, you know, one of the longliners that fishes out in the middle of the Pacific comes into San Diego, and they've got a bunch of albacore.
There was a report this week that there was one of the longline boats loaded up on albacore 600 miles west. It's a little out of our range.
A little out of our range.
That's
that stock of fish is out there. It's just one of those things where, you know, they're moving east, and they're looking for a food source, and I think that what's transpired over the years is that, you know, they don't find that food source, and they make it all the way into the coast where we have access. So as they're milling around out there, they find a water temperature that's to their liking, and they find a food source, and they don't have to go any further east.
Yeah. Why would you?
Yeah.
Why go further east if, you know, there's plenty of food here, we're doing well.
But when there's heavy northern current and 63.5 degree water off of Point Loma, it could happen. I'm sticking with my...
Okay, Pete.
I'm
yeah.
sticking with
Boy,
it, Art.
You are consistent.
I'm sticking with it.
You are
it's
consistent.
It's coming this year, man. I mean, if there's ever a year, this is the coldest temperature it's been locally.
Okay,
here in a long
Pete.
Time.
Yeah, you're
I'm
right.
Going, I'm going
you're
with
right.
Albacore this year.
You're right, Pete.
real quick here. JD in Costa Mesa has a question for Ricky, because this has been an issue. He says, how's your stock of lead, 16s, 20s, 24 ounces, at Fisherman's Tackle?
Lead, like for the lead sinker style
sinker
rig?
Sinker style for cod. Because people are going deeper. They want bigger sinkers.
We're loaded.
Yeah,
we're
I know. Loaded. I just bought
we
some
are
Floretto.
Loaded.
Yeah.
Doug and I made a commitment last year to not be out of anything. Now, obviously, something is going to happen and something will catch us. I've been working there now, which it sounds crazy to say. I don't feel like it's a thing. But I've been working there for over 25 years. We have never even come close to having the amount of inventory that we have in the store right now. We have never been close.
You want some big lead? Fisherman's Landing Tackle. It's been short supply for a lot of tackle stores, so now you know where to get it.
We got a whole bunch. Hey, when we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including finding out who's getting themselves a $50 gift card to Cal's. You stay tuned. More Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and the Let's Talk Hookup app.
This is Pete, and I hear it all the time. That Jim and Mary at Poway Valley Collision are amazing. I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, mentioned Let's Talk Hookup, and they gave us VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. At some point, your car will need a body repair, and I'm confident in saying it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your next car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. When you take your car or truck to Poway Valley Collision, the job and experience will be top-notch. Get it fixed right at Poway Valley Collision. 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check powayvalleycollision.com.
It's not just hooks that make anglers wild about Gamakatsu. The finest split and solid rings are also made by Gamakatsu. If you're looking for quality swivels, yep, Gamakatsu makes the best. And when it comes to assist hooks, Gamakatsu has you covered there too, with a wide assortment of sizes and types. Those Gamakatsu fishing pliers and boxes are also a huge hit with anglers. The best hooks, swivels, split rings, and more are made by Gamakatsu. Get them at your local shop or Gamakatsu.com. Great fishing is what Seaforth Sports Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Doe, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
In San Diego, the future belongs to everyone. So Ford engineered the truck of the future for everyone. The Ford F-150. Available with a Pro Power onboard generator. What a great addition for anglers. There's also a variety of cab configurations for whatever you need to haul. The truck of the future isn't created for just a few. It's created for us who love the ocean and the outdoor life. Ford F-150. Test drive one at your local San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. Hey, there's no need to flip the coin.
No coin split. We're going to flip it anyway.
Because we got two winners. Yeah. We got a caller and a texter. Congratulations on the caller side, Carrie in Fallbrook, and then texter Kevin in Orange County, both getting a $50 gift certificate to Cal's Custom Reels, Reel Service, Reel Repair, whatever you need. The experts are hooking you up.
Thanks to Cal and Eric for that. And they're busy, so get your reels in soon to Cal and Eric.
You ain't lying.
Yeah. So you want to get them back. Get them back, for sure. Art, great show.
Yes,
always a pleasure,
buddy.
Talking about Searcher Sport Fishing, and great to have you as a partner. Let's Talk Hookup. You and Celia do such a great job. We're honored to be a part of the boat.
Well, we're honored to be a part of Let's Talk Hookup. Thank you very much. And just a quick shout-out for Tackle Tip Thursday. Steve Carson, we love you. Thanks for all your help.
Uh-huh.
And if you want to... you know, book a trip or get on a wait list there. Search your sportfishing.com or talk to Celia, 619-226-2403.
Thanks, Art. Appreciate that very much. Thanks to Christian for manning the phones and the board today, and thanks to Adam for all he does on the Let's Talk Hookup app. And, of course, thanks to all of you out there for your texts, your calls, and your support of Let's Talk Hookup. We'll be back tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m. Captain Andrew Viola from the Pacifica over at C4 Sports Fishing will be here. That's going to be a great show. Talking some fishing here, 7 to 9 a.m. tomorrow morning on Easter Sunday. We'll see you then right back here on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and the Let's Talk Hookup app.